Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely, when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
Pleasure cruise, where unfortunately we still have 951 days, 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 16 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And then we got to go to work. We got to clean it up. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Now, remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap. But we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. Or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet Earth. It's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, today is no exception, and I never shut up. So to combat that, we must lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway.
Officially underway and headed out to sea. Arr! Those are makeshift colors!
Okay, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, between Obama and Hillary, who needs a Joe Biden anymore? What the hell? I mean, oh my God. I mean, Jesus God. I'm waiting for Chuck Barris to come out here and have Rex Reed gong them. Wait, is this the gong show? What the hell? What's going on there in Washington? Is there something in the water? Huh? My God. I mean, Obama said, you know, a big, huge constitutional scholar, so intelligent, he wrote a book. Actually, I think he wrote two or three? Did he really write them? I doubt it. You think Hillary wrote any of her books? The ones that ain't selling? Because nobody's interested? Look, the woman is incompetent, and the high-up liberals, they know it. Even her friends know it. They're using her. She's a name. Oh, if you're connected to the Clintons, oh, well, at least you might be safe. Unless you say something against them. But, I mean, these people, I mean, the phony, I don't even know what the word is. I don't know what word you would call it. But I'm watching these people, and I'm listening to them say the things that they're saying, and I'm listening. Unlike a liberal, they don't listen. They hear what they want, then assume and accuse the rest. Here, I'm listening. I can't believe how they would come out and say the things that they're saying and expect, I guess, people to believe them. Now, maybe there are people out there that naive, that gullible, that feeble-minded, I guess that drugged up. I guess he'd have to be on something, right? But for me to believe, I mean, just to listen to somebody come out with the things that they're saying, and then I'm supposed to believe this. I mean, there's got to be a word above and beyond phony. I don't know what it is. I'm sure there's probably a word somewhere deep in that stupid dictionary. But whatever it is, I'm pretty sure I can't pronounce it, nor can I even come close to trying to spell it. But I just can't believe how brazen they are with their stupidity. Well, I think it's because they've been able to get away with it for so long. God, hey, look, they can say whatever they want, do whatever they want, come up with whatever excuse they want. When all the evidence comes out and points to no, it's not, then you come out and defend yourself, and oh, it's okay. Oh, I understand. Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, that Susan Rice, I mean, my God. She's got to have one hell of a deal in her contract, man, to be taking this many hits for the team. I don't know, man. But, I mean, they come out and they try to, and this is what's been going on for how long now? This is how they conjure up votes. They conjure up votes any way they can. They can't win them by the issues and get people to vote on, you know, actual policy and that kind of stuff. So they've got to win you over by turning you into a victim. So they're the ones creating you, the victim, the poor, the downtrodden, the this, the that, the gay, the black, the this color, that color, left-handed, right-handed, blonde hair, redhead. I mean, I can't keep up with all these groups. My God, how do people do it? How do people keep up with all these groups? And why are you wasting this much goddamn time on it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But how they've been conjuring up votes for so long and turning the right, the Tea Party, and all these haters, and all they want to do is go out and shoot people because they love guns. Yeah, I love guns. I wake up in the morning and I think to myself, gee, who am I going to shoot today? And how many of them am I going to shoot? Am I going to just wound them? Or am I just going to go out right and just kill them? Because I'm a killer. I'm a hater. I'm violent. But they want you, the voter, the idiot. And we've all been idiots for too frickin' long. Time we start wising up. We've all been idiots. Who was that that, you know, to get off the subject, yeah, I kind of tend to digress from time to time. But there was an election that got the most votes. I can't even remember where the hell I saw it. Oh, God, when did I even see it? I don't know. But it was none of the above. One. I can't remember if it was, I don't even, maybe it was in the United States. I'm thinking it was. Sometimes you see this crap on the United, on that stupid Facebook and internet. And you're thinking it's one thing and it's not. It's somewhere else and it's something completely different. But this looked pretty legit to me. I wish we would have that. None of the above. I would have been voting none of the above for a long time. I don't know how we can do it. Other than instead of just accepting somebody to fill the billet, we actually go out and we find people. Maybe we got to do a little recruiting. Hey, you know what? You got a pretty good idea there, son. You ever thought about running? Huh? You ever thought about running for office? You did? Well, come on over here. Let's do lunch. Whatever you got to do. But we can't just accept anybody just to accept somebody. Have somebody who just came up out of nowhere. And liberals love to do that. They love to get their Democrat friends who ain't got a chance in hell of winning nothing from nothing. And they're willing to take the heat for a pretty good price. They don't mind selling their soul for the team. That's ridiculous. If you got to win that way, you're not, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. I mean, cheating on a board game with your brothers and you're drinking beer and it's fun. Okay, fine. But, you know, cheating in, I don't know. The win just doesn't really mean very much. And people can see right through it. But people keep voting for it. Because they're lazy. We've all been lazy for too long. That's why we got the messes that we got. I mean, John McCain was the best that the Republicans could come up with. Okay, fine. I know George Bush was unpopular. Blah, 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 blah. So? I never understood. I thought, you know what? So what? That means that the Republicans, they just got to send a patsy up there to lose? Because the political winds say that, well, because Bush screwed up so bad and he's a Republican, that nobody's going to vote for a Republican anymore because George Bush was unpopular and he's a Republican. You vote, I mean, that doesn't even make, asking Sarah Palin, what's Bush's doctrine? Here's what she should have said. What difference does it frickin' make? Bush ain't running for friggin' office. Me and Mr. McCain are running for office. What Bush's doctrine is past. It's history. What difference does it make? I don't know. I don't know. But they got to turn it into a big to-do. Of course, she's a Republican. There you are, Tea Partier hater. But, I mean, John McCain, come on. What difference does that make? Again, I hate to sound like Hillary Clinton, but just because Bush became unpopular? Because the Republicans gave in? They all gave in. They gave in to the liberals, and they knew it wasn't going to work. So they try to get whatever they can out of it. That's just what they want anyway. And then when it doesn't work, well, then they just blame Bush. And now Hillary's out there, well, I voted for it, but that was a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. What do you mean you shouldn't have done it? If you shouldn't have done it today, you shouldn't have done it yesterday. I mean, you were so gung-ho to go to war, all of you. Everybody had to go to war, war, war. And then we didn't finish it, and then we left. And now look. Oh, look, this war on terror. Again, we're going to get into it later. About getting into what I started 4.5 hours ago. The Democrats have been painting the right as all these things, and they want you to believe that this world is so violent that we've got to take away the guns. The guns are killing people everywhere. Oh, my God, it's this, it's that. Everybody's dying in the streets. Well, there is a lot of murder. There's a lot of murder all over the world. But it's so violent out there. I mean, so violent they got to come up with a zero tolerance policy. And children are not allowed not even to make a gun with fear that it might start a shooting spree. Really there, Miss Teacher? Mr. Principal Man? How many people have you ever seen been shot by a finger? That does not mean that this kid is carrying a gun, wants to carry a gun, and wants to kill somebody. It's a finger, you idiot. It's a gesture. I use it all the time. So what? Doesn't mean that I want to walk around and start shooting people. Zero tolerance is one thing, but my God in sweet blue friggin' heaven, man. No common sense is something else. I mean, if you're that immature, that insecure, and that's what it is. It is. And it's fear. You're afraid to stand up to the nonsense. If you're going to follow a law that is ridiculous, I'm sorry, you might as well have written the damn law and signed it into law. I mean, if it's a bad law, the president, he doesn't have to follow the law. So why should you? But my God, you need to have some common sense with the zero tolerance. Making a hand gesture of a gun with your fingers, and I got it in my hand right now. It's not going to kill anybody. It's not going to shoot anybody. Matter of fact, I got it pointed right at my cat right now. Let me see if I can pull the trigger. See if I can shoot my cat. Oh, look at that. I'm pulling the trigger a million times, and you know what? Nothing's coming out. Nothing. But it's so violent out there, children aren't allowed to make a gun with their fingers. Might start a shooting spree. And if you allow that child to make that gesture with his hands, he's going to go home and he's going to want a gun. He's going to go up to Mama. I'm going to go up to Daddy. Give me a gun. I want you to give me a gun, Mommy. That's what I want. That's what I want for Christmas. That's what I want for my birthday. Just keep giving me guns. You hear that, Daddy? Give me guns. That's all I want. I want guns. I want lots of them. I want stockpiles of guns. I want to go out and I want to shoot people. I want to shoot people with my guns. I love guns. Give me more guns. Where do these people come up with this crap unless that's how they're thinking? I mean, how do you come up with this? Something like that would never even enter my mind that a kid made a gesture with his hand, with a gun. Archie Bunker used to do it all the time. Every time Edith started talking. Now, does that mean that Archie Bunker wanted to walk around and start killing people? No. where these people get these ideas from, I don't know. I mean, I hope to God I never run into their dealer, man, because I don't want to have to understand and think that way. That would break my own heart. I would break my own heart if I ever turned into a liberal. God Almighty, shoot me now for even thinking about it. But they want you to think that this world is so violent, so awful. They tell you that you're too fat. Everybody, all the children. I mean, you would think if you watched the evening news that 9 out of 10 children across America are fat because they all eat McDonald's. Now they're forced to eat Michelle's toxic school lunches that have nothing in it. God only knows what it is. God only knows where they got it from. I mean, this is what I don't understand. They attack fast food. You're not allowed to eat it because it's poison. We got to tax it. But yet they're demanding these fast food people get $15 an hour, which is just going to take away their job if that happens. You got to let the market dictate the minimum wage. I understand. Okay, fine. If the market doesn't want to move it up when the economy can afford it, okay. Maybe Congress might be able to have a sit-down. Maybe we can do something that way. I don't know. But Congress really shouldn't get involved in commerce anyway. They just set the rules on how business is to be conducted. That's your commerce clause. To regulate commerce, not mandate commerce. I love how these people love to take the Constitution and just change it any way they want to. There's no way that any of this stuff that they interpret the Constitution means what they say it does. There's no way. There's no sane person on planet Earth that can honestly believe it, but there are. Unless maybe they know it's bogus and they don't care, they just want to win. They don't care how they win. They just want to use it against you. I mean, this attorney general. Oh, no, we can do that. Oh, yeah, that's constitutional. Yeah, you're a scholar, I'm a scholar. Hey, we're all scholars. Yeah, sure, you can do it. We're Democrats. Hey, man, just so you got, hey, you got a pen, you got a phone. Screw it, rewrite the damn law. You're the king. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, B. I got you. I got your back. They also go on and tell us how we're not tolerant enough. But yet they have zero tolerance laws, but we're not tolerant enough. We must show compassion. Oh. I know it's hard, but we got to show understanding and compassion. We're not tolerant enough. They're all haters, but not me. I love and peace. Oh, yeah. Unicorns and rainbows. Oh, yeah. Oh, these people make me sick. Then they talk about all these starving children, not only in America, but all over the world. This is another thing. We got 9 out of 10 kids are obese. They love to use that word obese, which by using the word obese, means that they're fatter than, you know, than a little overweight, meaning they're just big blobs, just a big giant glob of fat. They want you to think that way. But they got that one girl, what was she, 10, 9 years old, 9, 10, 8, whatever, 10? And she was like a freaking dude pack. She's a little girl. And they sent her home a letter saying that she was obese because of the way they measure your fat content. First of all, what the hell is a school measuring your stupid fat content for anyway? That done as a parent, you go to a doctor, go to a clinic, go somewhere else. You don't do it at school. You're there to learn. That's what they're there for, to learn. You're there to teach. The students are there to learn. Stop worrying about if they're fat. It's none of your damn business if they're fat. Look at you. You're an idiot. And you're the damn teacher, so shut up. The schools are meant to teach, and that's it. None of this other crap. Why do they keep pushing it on the schools? Well, because that's where the children are. You see what I mean? That's how they get you. They get you by the child. Programming the child. When the child comes home, the child starts programming the parent. The parents start programming each other. It's a vicious cycle, but they're using the kids to program them in public schools. I find that absolutely disgusting. If you can afford it and you can find yourself a good private school, do it. Do it. It's a shame that we have to do this with public schools. Now, does that mean that every teacher in public school is an idiot and they can't teach and they're doing this, they're trying to indoctrinate? No. Anytime you talk in broad general terms, you have to understand and keep in consideration that, yeah, you don't mean every damn last single friggin' one of them. There are good people and there are bad people in every profession. It doesn't matter what it is. There's good people and there's bad people, period. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what your stupid color is. Doesn't matter what god you pray to or what statue or cow or whatever. I don't know. Well, the Democrats out there, they want you to believe that this world, I mean, it is, it, and of course the Hillary, I mean, we were just flat on our backs. I mean, we were just gone, wasted, done. Just laying there, flat, right on our backs, just laying there, just dead. And then old Hills, she shows up, boy, she just scoops it right on up there, rolls up her sleeves, and saves the damn day. Please, sweetheart, well, you do make for some good sound bites, I'll give you that. And if you're running for president, well, you're helping the Republicans out, so keep it up. But you are incompetent, by the way. Not for nothing. But these libs, they want you to believe all this stuff, how bad the world is. It's all this. We need your vote. The Republicans, they want to put guns in the hands of criminals, even though they're putting guns in the hands of Mexican drug cartels, which are, well, criminal. They're putting weapons in the hands of Al-Qaeda. They're, above criminal. They're terrorists. Meaning extra, extra plural. There's gobs of them. They're recruiting. Those numbers are growing. The amount of terrorists are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And now we're trying to pull out of everywhere. Well, we got into it. How we got in there, why we got in there, my God, you could argue that forever. But the fact is, you know, we were there and we are still here over here. And Iraq is a mess. Iraq is Al-Qaeda now. You might as well just call it Al-Qaeda. That's what it is. Al-Qaeda runs Iraq. Al-Qaeda is Iraq. Iraq is Al-Qaeda. And we want to give these people weapons. Oh, well, they're not they're the different kind of Al-Qaeda. No. Have different people in your little club, and you may meet in a different clubhouse, but you're the same people. You share the same mission. jihad, Sharia law, kill the infidel, kill the Christian, kill the Jew, kill those, the different kinds of Muslims than you. I don't know. I can't keep track of them. I know they got a Sunni and the Shia or Shiites, whatever you want to call them. And there's another one. I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. I don't care. Look, you got a gun pointed at my head. You got a knife at my throat. At that point, I don't care what your religion is. Excuse me, are you Presbyterian, by the way? I mean, what difference does it make, goddammit? You got a knife to your throat. They're going to cut your head off. What difference does it make what the religion is? These are terrorists. This is a world problem. It's not just the United States problem. This is a world problem. These people are in every damn country almost. Look, they're all over Asia. Certain parts of it, southern Asia. There's a lot in Africa. Pretty big continent. All over the Middle East. They're all over in Europe. They're in Australia. Don't think for one second that they're not in the United States or in Canada. They are. Those numbers are growing. They're doing this deliberately. They are trying to take over the world. Now, does that mean every single Muslim is trying to in on that, trying to take over the world? No, of course friggin' not. We all know that. We're smart enough to deal with that. We're smart enough to know that. There are people out there, racist, Islamophobe. Look, if you're a terrorist, I don't care what your stupid religion is. You're a terrorist. And there's only one way to get rid of a terrorist. I'm sorry, but if you can cage him up like an animal, fine. If not, well, you're going to have to find a way to kill him, because if you don't kill them, they're going to kill you. So, you're not left with a whole lot of choices. But because Obama's numbers are so awful as of late, he's got so many scandals. Now, here's another thing. How can you have all these scandals on your plate here? And what's going on with the VA? These aren't scandals. These are crimes. What they did to Justina Pelletier, that's a crime. A whole bunch of crimes were committed with that one. Governors, judges, lawyers, doctors, psychologists, social workers, staff, cops, all kinds of crimes committed in that one. But his numbers are bad. He's got all these scandals on his plate, all these crimes to deal with. And now he's trying to turn the page here a little bit and put a little sunshine in your day. Even though it's been cloudy and miserable here in Deer Park, New York, it got nice for a little while, I do have to admit. It was nasty in the morning. It was pretty nice in the afternoon. And then we just got done with the downpour, and it's still raining now. But he's in front of his little Obot audience there. What, Tumblr? What the hell is Tumblr anyway? Something like, is it like a Facebook thing or something? Who knows? Who cares? Whatever. These are young kids. They're probably, you know, very early 20s. Maybe you probably got some early 30s in there. And he's in front of the audience. So he's trying to give these kids, you know, a positive outlook. Yeah, that's probably what it was before he went out there. His advisors. Now listen, Mr. President. You want to give a positive message today, okay? Let these kids know that, yeah, this is a great time. It's a great place. It's, you know, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. The world is bright. You're the king. We got rainbows. We got unicorns. I mean, it's just, it's a wonderful world. It's beautiful. You don't want them leaving, the, you know, sad and lonely because, you know, we got a midterm election coming up. So anybody that is, you know, associated with a Democrat, you want to put it, you want to make things look like it's bright and cheery. If we tell them it's bright and cheery, they'll believe it. And if they believe it, well, then it is. Just simple psychology. So that's what they do. And there are people that will fall into it. Well, because, hey, they told me. They said the economy was better. They said it was good. Yeah, but do you have a job? Well, no, but the economy's good. That's a good thing. Obama's doing his best. I got health care. Of course, I can't afford it. The doctor's 150 miles away. And well, the out-of-pocket expenses are more than I've got in the bank, and so I hope I don't get hurt. But thank God for Obamacare. We're getting that $50 million. We're getting all of them. We're getting them all insurance. No, you didn't. You took $50 million, and when it's all said and done, you're going to probably end up with over $100 million that don't have insurance. If there's not over 100 million people now that don't have insurance, because at least 92 million don't have a job. You don't have a job, you don't have insurance, right? You might have a spouse that might have, you know, spousal insurance or whatnot. But those numbers are real. This Obamacare didn't help anybody. And those that did have insurance, a lot of them don't anymore, can find it. It's nowhere near as good. And those people that had to go on healthcare.gov because they needed the insurance, they got their information out there just waiting for a hacker to, you know, pick his time. He can just start scooping them out. I mean, that website's still not even completed. They got Oregon. They don't know what the hell to do. They can't even figure out how to do it with the paper. And once you get it on paper, just because you have it on paper doesn't mean that it's done. No, everything has to go through healthcare.gov. So even though you go on your stupid little state website, all that information, that has to be transferred over to healthcare.gov. But they want you to believe that they've got, what is it? What's the number now? Are they up to 10 million people now? Whatever the number is, most of them are people that already had insurance. This was supposed to take care of those that didn't. Well, we've got this big problem in the VA. All right, well, let's hire somebody to fix the problem. So what do? They double the budget. Anybody fix the problem? No. A lot of people got a lot of bonuses. Now we got it out in public. It's been out for what, over a couple of months? Well, we finally, you know, somebody finally resigned. Yeah, but do the vets have a doctor? Well, no. But we're giving a speech on it. That'll get the ball rolling. We got Congress in there trying to do so. This isn't a matter of going to Congress. You don't have to go to Congress. It's pretty simple. You've got a list of men and women that haven't had an opportunity to see a doctor in well over 6 months, some of them over a year, some of them years. There's only one way to fix the problem. People that haven't seen a doctor, you find out who they are. You put an ad in the paper if you have to. You put it on CNN. You put it on Fox. You put it on TV. You put it on the radio. If you're a vet that hasn't seen a doctor in 6 months or a year or even a month, well, then you go here. You set up a place and you get a bunch of doctors in there. they go there, and the doctor looks at them, does whatever he needs to do, and you get them help. It's simple. It's done. You do not need Congress. First of all, Congress doesn't have common sense, and that's what you need. That's the only way to fix the problem. You take those vets that don't have a doctor, and you connect them with a doctor. You see? That's how simple it is. Well, what do you mean you can't find a doctor? You can find doctors. You can find doctors. You can find people. You can find doctors. You doubled the budget. No, you're not going to get any more money. Matter of fact, we're going to take money back. We're going to take those bonuses back. Why would you get a bonus? And every one of those people, I wanted, well, we don't have a Justice Department. I was going to suggest that these people be, well, tried for murder and attempted murder, because that's exactly what it is. Put somebody on a list, you might as well be putting them on a boxcar. I can't see the damn difference. You're putting somebody on a list, you're putting them in the boxcar. They're going straight to the gas chamber. They're not getting a doctor, they need a doctor. What's going to happen if you don't see a doctor? Well, you die. Or you let it get to a point where, well, you can't fix them once you finally do get a doctor. Well, you know, if we'd have seen you 6 months ago, we could have taken out that whatever the hell's in there killing you. But since you were on that list, well, you know, I don't know. Bon voyage. They're still farting around. These vets still don't have a doctor. But Obama wants to give another speech. He also wants to let you know this. Go ahead and play this.
If there's one message I want to deliver to young people like a Tumblr audience is...
You resign?
Don't get cynical. Guard against cynicism. I mean, the truth of the matter is that for all the challenges we face, all the problems that we have, if you had to choose any moment to be born in human history, not knowing what your position was going to be, who you were going to be, you choose this time.
Really?
The world is less violent than it has ever been.
Wait a minute.
It is healthier than it has ever been.
Well, wait a minute.
It is more tolerant than it has ever been.
What?
It is better fed than it's ever been.
Whoa.
It is more educated than it's ever been. Terrible things happen around the world every single day.
All right, shut up. God almighty, I mean, it's just I mean, he can't just answer a damn question. He just has to go on. He's worse than me. Just answer the frickin' question already and shut up. But wait a minute. You get yourself elected. You go out and you campaign for all your other little liberal buddies about how violent it is and we've got to take away the guns. You tell us all of our children are fat. But yet they're underfed. I don't get that. They're all underfed. You got all these starving children, not only in America, but around the world and in Africa. All of them are starving. China, they're all starving. In North Korea, they're all starving. All these starving kids. But not anymore, I guess, because Obama fixed it. Hillary brought back, you know, leadership back to the world. World leadership. She brought that back. Obama's got a peace prize. He solved Al-Qaeda. They're on the run. They're done. I mean, they're back in their little tents, humping goats. They got no time for shooting the infidels, hanging them, stoning them, cutting their heads off. They got no time for that. Nah, they're on the run. Now all them starving kids, oh, they're already fed. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, we got so many people that are obese. Now, do we have an obese problem or do we have a starving problem? So what do we have? We have either you are a starving child or you are an obese child. Well, we'll just take, you know, all their food from over here, the fat people, and just give it to people that don't have it. And we'll get everybody even. Everybody will weigh the same. I mean, how can they come out here and tell us that the world is horrible, but now it's all safe? Now it's wonderful. Oh, yeah. We just released. He just released five of the worst, most villainous, criminalist, terroristic men on planet Earth, and he's out here telling us that this is the safest time on planet Earth. This is the safest time in history. Because Obama just released the Taliban. Set them free. Now the world is safe because the Taliban is in rule. Al-Qaeda now owns Iraq. And this is the safest time. This is the time that you should be born. This is how great and wonderful and safe it is. I mean, does anybody think before they write these talking points for this president? And why would the president need a talking point anyway? Why would you have to be briefed on this? Well, because if they speak from the heart, it might be politically incorrect, and there's an election coming up. Come on, that's all it's about. If you could take the politics out of politics, I wouldn't mind getting in it, but you can't. It's ridiculous. Just stick to the Constitution. That's all you got to do. Congress doesn't need to work as much as they do. They don't need to pass all these laws. That's how they think that they're doing their job, by all the laws they pass. Well, it comes to a point, I mean, we're going to run out of freedoms for them to take. So how can you keep passing any more laws? There's not going to be nothing left. I guess you have to pass a breathing law. But what happens if you breathe too many breaths? Well, you got to pay. What if you don't have any money? Well, I guess you got to be, you know, you got to die. Yeah, but when you die, well, you release all that carbon in the air, and then it goes up and pollutes the world, global warming, and all the polar bears die. These people just don't think. Do they communicate with each other? Instead of trying to spin, I mean, what the heck? I mean, this is garbage. I'm done talking about this idiot tonight. Drives me nuts. Shut up. Well, this story I wanted to get to before I get to the scuttlebutt of the day, if we can ever get there. Good God. I mean, it's almost been an hour. Come on. I got a lot of stuff to talk about here tonight. Oh, it's going to be one of them nights. Well, it's Friday. Friday the 13th, to be exact. How about that, huh? Yeah, I haven't had one of those, huh? All right, watch out for the booger man. Well, you've heard of American Spring. Well, it still does exist. I know it's not popular because, you know, it doesn't have overnight success. Nothing is overnight success. From the time that we won the Revolutionary War, before we got the Bill of Rights, that was another good 8 years. We fought for 8 years. And took, what, 4 years before we got a Constitution? So, I mean, actually took longer than that. I think it was, what, 12 years? Well, I don't know, whatever the number is. I'm learning this Common Core math, and so now I can't figure out numbers anymore. Plus, I got a broken left-handed brain, so there's that. But there's a group of bikers in Arizona that are doing what our government should have been doing, what our Marines should have been doing. We should have sent our military in. I know you can't do that. I know I'm talking blah, 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 blah. But we should have done something. The government could have done it. Our government could have done it. Oh, that's right. John Kerry raised the issue. Oh, well, you know, I guess it worked. He's still in jail. So I guess that was another success for this administration. A group of bikers in Arizona have organized a ride to the border to try to free a jailed U.S. Marine Andrew Tamarisi. Well, they don't really know what they're going to do. There's no report. It's unclear what the bikers are going to do when they get to Mexico. Personally, I wouldn't mind seeing a commando squad going in there. SEAL Team 6 it up, man. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you can't find the real SEAL Team 6, well, then make up your own. Find a way to get in there. I mean, you'll probably end up getting shot, and then if you do get caught, you end up going to go to jail. But, you know, I mean, I support this kind of stuff because I understand where they're coming from. They're like, hey, man, that's one of our brothers. We don't leave anybody behind. Unless you're a deserter. Let me come and get you. They don't leave anybody behind. What the hell? Actually, I said that backwards, didn't I? Well, I think I knew what I meant. If you didn't know what I meant, well, then it really doesn't matter. But the point is, if you're going to leave somebody behind, I would rather leave a deserter behind than someone who, well, served with distinction and honor, grace, heroism. Did Mr. Bergdahl do that? No. There's a bunch of new emails that came out, too. He said all kinds of crap. I guess it was emails or letters or whatever. But it made it pretty clear. This guy had no intention of anymore being in the United States Army. I mean, if you get kicked out of the Coast Guard, that says something right there. They should have kept tabs on this guy. And you got to put him on the front lines, man. I mean, you should have had better tabs on him. You should have known this guy's a loose cannon, a freak. Maybe try to get him some help. I don't know. But Mr. Harrington, he's the ride organizer. John Harrington is the name. Said that the breaking point, what inspired him to do this, was what we were just talking about. Mr. Bergdahl released 5 terrorists to go spring a traitor, is what he called them. Well, I think there's been a lot of breaking points. I've had, my God, I cannot begin to tell you how many breaking points I've had with this administration. As a matter of fact, you want to tally it up, as many breaking points that I've had with this entire government. I mean, my God. We'd never get anywhere. But there are people that are waking up, and they are coming to a boiling point. People are starting to boil over. We're heating up. And that's what it's going to take. I'm sorry, but we're going to need a lot of these. We're going to need a lot of people like this who aren't afraid to stand up. Not afraid to stand up to the bully. Right now, the biggest bully problem that we have in this country is our government. Well, I don't know what these guys can do. I mean, if they do cross the border with a bunch of guns and stuff, yeah, I think they're smart enough to do that. But they're at least down there showing some kind of support, doing something. That's what it takes, man. It doesn't matter. Look, you've got to find a fight, man. Whatever it is, you've got to find a fight, and you've got to fight it. It doesn't mean that you have to do this particular fight. Okay, maybe you don't ride a bike. Well, it doesn't mean you can't fight. There's a lot of battles. They're everywhere. There's plenty of fights to go around. This country's got a lot of problems, and a lot of fights need to be fought. So whatever you can do to fight, whatever you can do, whatever fights you can do to fight, then fight it. If you're not good at this, well, then find something that you are good at and defeat the enemy. That's what you do. Oh, my goodness gracious. Good God almighty. What do we got here? Are you sober enough to talk tonight? Can you hear me?
Talking to me or your little brother?
I'm talking to you.
All right, Deke. I think the other one's going to call here shortly. Or he better. I'll have to beat him.
Well, I'm busy. What are you doing?
Nothing. Back... I thought, hey, just zip it for a second. I think Carl was going to call. We'd have a pretty good conversation.
Well, he doesn't call. He's not going to call.
He's going to. He better. Yeah. I told him to. So we'll see what works out. What are we talking about tonight? My back is killing me.
Talking about all kinds of stuff. We got Obama running off at the mouth telling us how the world is safe now. It's wonderful. And unicorns.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's the savior. He's the savior.
Baghdad is falling. Baghdad is done. Baghdad is Iraq. Now, I mean, Baghdad is Iraq is Al Qaeda. That's, you know, Iraq is Al Qaeda. So,
yeah. All right. Whatever. Give me something interesting.
That's what. Well, that's my scuttlebutt of the day. That's what I'm trying to get into right now. That's what I was getting into.
I'm kind of shocked. I thought Carl was going to call.
We got all kinds
just
of stuff
got
going on.
Just got off the phone with him 10 seconds ago. Told him to call. He said, meh. You know his answers. It'd be fun. Regardless. Anyway, so no football news. Other than, get this, and you might dig it, Urlacher. Cowboys are courting him.
Good.
Oh, yeah, bring that. Bring him
back.
But
he ain't going to be very effective, so.
He'll be acceptable. He's Urlacher, man. He just rips your head off and pees down your throat. He's amazing. So bring him back. And the Cowboys, like I said, they're the only ones courting him. They need him. So it might work out. Anyway,
Cowboys,
that's all I got.
Cowboys need anything.
Cowboys need everybody. Yes. They need everybody. So, Cowboys are dead. Anyways, I'm surprised Carl didn't call. I'm shocked, and I'm disappointed in him. Anyways, I'll let you go. So,
he'll be all right.
Play with your...
he might be just listening or something. Maybe he doesn't want
to
talk.
No, I just talked to him. He right, can well. Talk. There's
well, maybe he doesn't
hiding
want to.
From the... blah, blah, blah. He can talk. All right, let's go.
All right, see me later, mate.
See me?
All right, let's get into this scuttlebutt of the day here now. Where were we? Baghdad. Iraqi military now are bergdolling it out of town. They're dropping their weapons and they're leaving. And guess who's taking all the equipment? That's right. ISIS, or now ISIL, depending on what you want to call it, and stop calling it gutter and cutter and trying to sound like you're more sophisticated than what you are. It's Qatar. It really doesn't matter. Right now, all of the equipment that we left over there, instead of bringing it back, all we give it to the Iraqis. So they can defend their country. Oh, they dropped their stuff faster than the freaking French. We were training them. We spent all these billions of dollars training these people. All of the tanks and the trucks. But now they've got surface-to-air missiles and all kinds of weapons. $429 million plus a whole bunch of gold. plus a whole bunch of this. They've got a Black Hawk helicopter now. They've kidnapped literally thousands of young men. I guess they're going to turn them into soldiers for their army or cut their heads off. I mean, Lord knows how many they've killed along the way already. Bob, this is the safest time in the world. Yeah, this is safe. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're just excitable boys. Come on. I mean, they get a little rambunctious from time to time, but come on. Boys being boys, they're all right. Come on. Don't overreact. Look, unless the world steps in and fights this war, it's never going to end. This is a world problem. What's going on in Iraq, and, you know, I know the president, you know, said, you know, fix your problem. Well, look, Mr. President, you've got a lot of problems here in the United States to fix. You still haven't fixed the VA. It's a simple problem. These men over here don't have a doctor. So you get them in front of a doctor. You let the doctor see them. If they need treatment, they get treatment. You still haven't fixed the problem. You were warned about this before you sworn in. You were warned about it once you were sworn in, not once, not twice, but several times. You went out and you made speeches about it. You hired a vet that was going to come in there and clean things up. Did they know? But then you spent 2 months with all these internal investigations and they came up with the conclusion that it's systemic. Duh. Hello? Here's the problem. Why these people can't see this. So let me say it again. I know I've said it a million times. I'm going to say it one more time. The problem is these people over here don't have a doctor. The solution is they get to see a doctor. That's simple. You can find a doctor. You can find people. You can find doctors. You can find a place to do it. Farting around in court. Well, it's going to cost them millions now. I got a story in here. I don't think I'll ever get to it the way I'm talking tonight. But they're screwing around in Congress, and they're worried about the bill. Stop. I mean, my God, if there's ever a time you don't have to screw around and worry about the bill, why, just get him a doctor. Just stop. My God, what is wrong with these people? Jesus, God Almighty, how can you not solve this problem? You've had 2 months already since, first of all, you've had 6 years since you've known the problem. But now that this scandal came out public, and the entire planet knows it, you know that there's a problem. Instead of coming out and getting given tweets, given speeches, given hashtags, they don't have a doctor. You get them to see a doctor. You're the president. You've got a pen. You've got a phone. You can call up a doctor. Hey, doc, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, really? You're free. Great. My God, how difficult is it? You can find a doctor. You doubled the budget. Don't give me this. You don't have any money. You get them in front of a doctor. And now, oh, I can't do that. I've got a speech to write. Oh, but I don't write it. That's right. I got a speech writer. I don't even read it before I go out there. I cold read it. I've got a teleprompter. I'm a great orator. No, you're not. But getting back to terrorism, this is a world problem. This is going to, we're going to need the world We're going to need all the countries, every one of them. Send as many as you have. And we fight these bastards all the way, everywhere. I'm sorry, it sucks. I wish we could figure out another way to solve this problem. I know old Joey Biden, he thought this was going to be, you know, one of Barack Obama's greatest successes. Iraq was going to have a stable government, and they weren't going to go to guns. They were going to go to political measures. You know, they was going to be peaceful, and they were going to have rainbows and unicorns. It was going to be beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And Iraq, I mean, Obama, he's got that peace prize, and he ended the war over there, brought all this peace, and Hillary brought in leadership throughout the world. I mean, hey, I mean, they're a great team. If we're going to end this war on terror, we're going to have to fight it, really fight it. Exactly how many you're going to need? Well, a lot more than them. The world can no longer tolerate it. That needs to be the sentiment all around the globe, everywhere. Look, these jihads are everywhere. I'm not saying if you see a Muslim, you got to shoot them and put them in concentration camps and put them in over here, lock them up. Nobody's saying that. But when they're coming over here, we got to do a really good job of vetting these people. First of all, we should put a limit on nobody coming over here in the United States until we figure a lot of stuff out. We got to get out the riffraff. We got a lot of people that came over to this country that they got no business being over here. Humanitarian, I'm not buying it. No. Humanitarian is one thing. But look, we got a lot of dangerous people that have crossed our border. And they're living here to do us harm. And we're allowing it. That's a problem. That is not providing for the common defense, which, again, first sentence of the Constitution. This is a world problem. We need the world to solve it. We need all countries on board. It's everywhere. Europe, Australia, Asia, Africa. It's everywhere. United States, Canada. I don't know. It's probably in South America, too, I'm sure. Maybe Central America. Who knows? They might even have some in Mexico. Who knows? But there's too many of them, and they're in too many countries. Well, John McCain, he blames Obama. Of course he does. He blames anybody, as long as he'll get him a vote. It's time to retire, Mr. McCain. I'm sorry, but, you know, you did your time. You did your service, blah, 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 blah. You live in Arizona. You know, I'm pretty sure you can find an oasis somewhere in the desert. Sit by the pool. Listen to Jimmy Buffett music. Drink some margaritas. But he blames Obama and his national security team for withdrawing the U.S. combat troops from Iraq. Well, he didn't really do it. There's a lot of conflicting stories over here of who withdrew. Iraq said, no, you ain't coming back. Get out. But Obama will go out there and he'll tell the world, oh, I withdrew from Iraq. I ended the war in Iraq. Well, no, you didn't. Iraq did. And they didn't really end it. It's only just begun. Do you think it's violent now? Now they're going to be putting very strict Sharia law all over Iraq. That's going to be in a civil war for a long time. Yeah, we really did a number on that country, didn't we? Jesus, God Almighty. Well, we didn't really withdraw on our own. And see, now they're blaming, they come out there and they tell you. At the very beginning, they're ending the war when it didn't happen. Iraq said no. And now, instead of taking the blame for it the last time by not being able to get in there, now they're saying, well, Iraq, they kicked us out. There's nothing we could do. Our hands were tied. We couldn't really do anything. We negotiated. No, you didn't. You said, can we stay? They said no. You dropped your shorts and ran. Don't give me this. You didn't negotiate. You wanted out of the war, and you didn't care how you got out of there. And the fact that they said no, you said, okay, fine. Good. Well, I'm not saying that we should have had to stay in Iraq forever, but we should have had, I don't know, exactly what the solution is. Again, I think it's going to take the whole world to get together, and it's going to have to be a big, major world war, the world against jihad. Their jihad and our war. They're two wars. Their war and our war. We're fighting for freedom and for peace. They're fighting for, I guess, I don't know, to kill. They're fighting for power, tyranny. Well, we're going to need to get the world involved in this. They're taking over the world. That's their plan. That's not paranoia. That's not hyperbole. If they weren't wanting to take over the world, why are they in so many countries? And then if you say anything, well, then you're an Islamophobic, and now you got to go to jail in your own country. Because you got a pig farm, and they get offended by pigs, and you serve bacon in your deli. And they don't like the smell of bacon, so you've got to stop cooking bacon. How could you not love the smell of bacon? Oh my God. I mean, when you smell bacon, don't you immediately get hungry even if you've already eaten? Of course you do. Smell of bacon? Oh, forget about it. Come on. You can smell bacon every morning, lunch, dinner. Bacon's good anytime. Midnight, 2 in the morning, bacon? Come on, you can eat bacon any meal, any time. But see, that offends them. So you, the person who was born here and lived here your whole life, and you've got a deli, you worked your ass off to get it, and now this guy comes over here, he's been over in the country a week, he doesn't like the smell of bacon. So you have to stop, well, cooking bacon because you're offending him. Huh? No. You don't like the smell of bacon? Well, you're going to have to move your apartment. This is a true story. I think this happened in England. Or it could have happened in the United States. It doesn't matter. It's happening in the world. And that's what they do. If you offend them, you say something about Muhammad, well, then you got to lose your head. They can talk about Jews and Moses and Jesus and anybody else, but if you say something about Muhammad, you got to lose your head. Got to be cut off. Got to lose it. Got to be gone. I don't know what the hell we did in the Middle East, but we certainly screwed it up. What's going on with, we still got, Libya's a mess. That's about to fall too. Don't think for one second that they're just going to stick around in just Iraq. Well, now you got Iran who wants to get in the mix. Well, Libya's been fighting for a long time. That's a war zone. God only knows what's going to happen there. The whole Middle East is turning upside down, man. It's exploding. The Middle East is going to have to take care of the Middle East. Saudi Arabia, I'm sorry, but you're going to, all that money that we send you, you're going to have to put it to some good use. I think there's an Arab Union. Can't you guys get together and start controlling some stuff? Take a little interest in your region? Well, they're not going to do it. The rest of the world, we're going to have to do it. You can't get the UN to do it. The UN is pathetic. I mean, they can do some stuff. And they do have some good people doing some good work. But you got something like this. The amount of terrorism that is in this world right now. It's not a very safe time to live, Mr. Obama. You're an idiot. Shut up. What a stupid thing to say. What a stupid, stupid, stupid thing to say. Just so you can put that message in the hearts and minds of these youngins. Well, I mean, just stop talking. Well, the Iraqi Air Force now has begun evacuations from Balad Air Force, their base. 200 American contractors are trapped by Al-Qaeda-inspired jihads. That's this ISIS. That's what's going on there. These are jihad. This is what it's all about. This is their war. They're going to take over. It's tyranny. That's what it's about. Tyranny is all over the world now. Everybody's got to be a tyrant. Our president, he's a little tyrant. Trickle-down tyranny in this country, everybody wants to be a tyrant. All the government agencies, they've all got to be tyrants. They've all got to write laws and rules, and they've all got to have a Delta Force commando squadron. They need to swoop in out of the trees in Chicken, Alaska to test the water. Full battle gear. Put the helmets on. Oh, yeah, they got everything. They got sidearms. They got machine guns and tasers. Cops? Oh, they got to be tyrannized, too. Where's your ID? Give me your ID. Ah! Oh, but I'm just going to go vote. Okay. Well, you don't need one. Yeah, just go right over there. Oh, you need an escort? Here, let me show you where the voting booth is. See. Jesus, God Almighty. $300 in total have been evacuated from the Air Force base, about 60 miles north of Baghdad. Another 100 are still waiting to be airlifted. Well, hopefully they get all these contractors out of there. I do know that they were trying to defend themselves at one point. They were, it looks like they were fighting for, let's see, what does it say? We previously reported funded private contractors who have recently returned to the United States from Iraq said their former colleagues effectively have been abandoned by the United States military and were fighting for their lives. We don't leave anybody behind. Nobody gets left behind. Fighting for their lives against an army of jihads surrounding the base who belong to the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, otherwise known as ISIS. Now that's going to be a household name, ISIS. You got Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hamas, Boko Haram. I think they got a Mujahideen, whatever that is. I don't know what that is. Who knows? I can't keep up with all these dumbass names. They're terrorists. That's what they are. I mean, what side are we on anymore? Who are we fighting? Do we even know? I mean, I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking, you know, I know we're fighting in Afghanistan, but who are we fighting? What are we fighting? Who? They're all over the place. They're everywhere. This war is on every continent. We need troops on every continent. We need a worldwide blitz. That's the only way to defeat them. That's it. There's nothing else to do. You're not going to sit them down and have a discussion. There ain't going to be no kumbaya singing and, you know, no. Ain't going to happen. But Obama, well, he just says, solve the problem. Just go ahead, just solve it. Don't bother me with it. No, we're done. We're out. We don't have anything to do with Iraq anymore. Oh, we'll send you money because we love spending money because it's not my money. It's American taxpayers' money. So I'll send you money. No problem. Here's a whole bunch of it. Well, you got to be careful of who you give money to over there. Because if you think for one second it's going to go into the hands of the people that you want it to go into, I mean, if we haven't learned our lesson by all the times we've done this, thinking all of our weapons that were going to go into these hands or not. I remember we gave a whole bunch of ships to Iran, too. Yeah. Nah, they would have never used those ships against us. No, that would have never happened.
No.
We've got to be very careful of what we give and who we give it to. We do not facilitate weapons transfers with anybody connected to Al-Qaeda. But we did. And we tried to cover it up. Well, it blew up. Literally. So they tried to cover that up with a video. And if you can't come up with something better than a video, you've got no business whatsoever trying to come up with spin. You're not a spinner. You're an idiot. But let's get in here today. We got a bunch of stories here. The IRS now. Again, this story ain't going anywhere. This is only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But this is how creepy these people are. This is where we are in our government now. Everybody's got to protect themselves by hiding evidence, by destroying it. Well, today, now this right there, I'm sorry, but that kind of stuff right there, as far as I'm concerned, because it got lost, I don't buy that, or destroyed, or this, no, I don't buy that. That tells me that's a sign of guilt right there. That's guilt right there. Today, the Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave issued the following statement regarding the IRS informing the committee that they have lost Lois Lerner's emails. Lost them? From January 2009 to April of 2011, the very time that are needed for this investigation going on, this other phony scandal in the IRS. You know, those two rogue employees from Cleveland? Well, her email, they're gone. Yeah. Due to a supposed computer crash, is what they call it, a computer crash. How convenient. Your computer crashed. Yeah, it just fell over and crashed. Amazing, isn't it? The agency only has Lerner's emails to and from other IS employees during that time. See, they don't have any of the emails that were, all the emails that went to the White House. Oh, God, there was lots of them that went to the White House. Isn't that funny that the White House is on this list of all the emails that suddenly just, when the computer crashed, it just deleted the White House ones and the Treasury Department, Department of Justice, the FEC, and all of the other Democrat offices, including all of the Democrat politicians. The fact that I am just learning about this over a year into the investigation is completely unacceptable and now calls into question the credibility of the IRS's response to congressional inquiries. There needs to be an immediate investigation and forensic audit by the Department of Justice as well as the Inspector General. That was actually said by, who said that? Well, it's not on here. Dave Camp. That's what he said. Well, he's right. But Justice, the Department of Justice? Look, the Department of Justice is in on it. They're not going to do anything. We need a Department of Justice for the Department of Justice. Now, that's ridiculous. That's why I still believe that the Department of Justice needs to be, I think it needs to be separated. The times need to be different than the president election. That needs to be done every 2 years. And I think the American people need to vote for their attorney general. I understand that the president wants to have their own attorney general. However, we're at a point now where these presidents are using their attorney general for their political gain. And they're able to skirt the Constitution, which means they're violating the Constitution, which means they're violating our rights. We do have the right to protest our government against the redress of grievances. Well, this is a big grievance here. When you're having your attorney general, who's in on the game, who's in on the crime with the president, and the president says, hey, I'm in a scandal. Did I break any laws? Oh, no, Mr. President, you didn't break any laws. I'm the attorney general. Oh, okay, thanks. Attorney general goes out there, gives a speech in front of the press corps. But no, president didn't break any laws. I'm the attorney general. He's a constitutional scholar, so am I. We've decided he didn't break any laws. It's constitutional. Nothing to see here. Move on. No, we're not going to move on. You're going to move out. What else is in here now? It appears now that, frankly, these are the critical years of targeting of conservative groups that could explain the what, when, and who, where, why, and all of that. Yeah. I just find it funny how the White House, all those emails, they're just gone. Well, Steve Stockman came up with a good idea here, and I good for him. We all know about the NSA. The NSA has been spying on us for years. Well, Mr. Stockman, who also was trying to get Justina Pelletier, she's still not free. That's another thing. You know you got a problem. How long has that story been out? You know you got a problem. There's only one way to fix the problem. That's the problem. If you're a vet, you haven't seen a doctor in a year, well, and you see a doctor today. It's pretty simple. Oh, you don't need to be kidnapped from your parents and thrown into a psych room by yourself and have all your medication taken away from you? Okay, you go home today, now. Does that happen? No. Well, we got paperwork. Well, good for Mr. Stockman. Came up with a good idea. He has now asked the NSA to turn over all of its metadata on the email accounts of former IRS exempt organizations division director Lois Lerner from the periods January 2009 to April 2011. Now what's going to happen? Is the NSA going to say, well, our computers crashed too? We don't collect all that metadata. Well, yeah, you do. We know you do. You collect everything. Why they need to collect that much information, I don't know. But they're doing it. They're doing it against you. Well, we'll find out if the NSA will cooperate or not. If we had a strong enough Congress, they would force them to. If. Well, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Well, what the hell? I have asked, Mr. Stockman says, I have asked NSA Director Rogers to send me all the metadata his agency has collected on Lois Lerner's emails. The metadata will establish who Lerner contacted and when, and which will help investigators to determine the extent of illegal activity by the IRS. Well, the extent was to the White House, the Department of Justice, the FEC, whole bunch of Democratic politicians, whole bunch of them. Can't name the names. Oh, we can't do that. There's an election coming up, and they need that election. They need to be reelected. You know, it's embarrassing. You can't embarrass a politician. No, they're important people. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, well, they are. The claim incriminating communications were erased by a glitch, they say. A glitch. Computer crash. A glitch. Yeah. I wonder if that was the same glitch that you had with healthcare.gov. Did it somehow find its way into the IRS's computers? Huh? Does that glitch have wings? Huh? Is that how it does it? Maybe it's a hacker. Probably one of them Tea Party hackers. Yeah, them haters. Is that what happened? Or perhaps it was done deliberate? Yeah. Well, that right there says they're guilty. Lois Lerner should be in jail until she gives up the beans, man. You got to give up the White House. We know it's the White House. We know they were involved. We know the Department of Justice was involved. We know the Treasury Department was involved. Your boss, the IRS, is under the Treasury. Whole bunch of Democratic politicians, Democratic offices. God only knows who these people were working with. God only knows who was all really involved. It's a big conspiracy, far bigger than just two rogue employees from Cleveland. When you have dozens, if not hundreds, of Democrat offices, which includes politicians and, you know, groups like, you know, your, what, Texas Blue and all this, Acorn and all that crap. All the politicians involved in it, the FEC, Federal Elections Commission, I mean, do they got to get them involved too? Department of Justice, they're in on it. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, no, you can do that. You can target the Tea Party. It says right here in the Constitution. Says right here, you can target Tea Party. They're fine, but don't target a Democrat. It's constitutional. You can go ahead and do that, Ms. Lerner. No problem. We got your back. Damn good and well. Why would the IRS, Lois Lerner, her job is to handle the exemption. She's the head of the exemption department. She wouldn't have any communication with the White House whatsoever. Why? Why would Lois Lerner, anybody in her department, have to have any communication with the White House? Doesn't make any sense. The White House doesn't deal with that. That's not part of the White House. Why would the White House have any communication with the IRS in the exempt department? Why would any Democrat politician, Mr. Cummings, or why would you need to contact a private citizen? Whether they're your constituent or not, you don't have any business contacting them, doing the IRS's job, making sure they've got all this extra paperwork, hounding them on the phone, Mr. Cummings, Ms. Engelbrecht's offices. showing up to their business? You're getting the ATF? What, a tea party? You're looking for guns? I mean, what the hell's the matter with you? And they're not even a tea party. But they believe in freedom and constitution and, you know, stuff like that. So they've got to be radical. They've got to hate. They're all KKK. That's what they've tried to put across, that if you're in the Tea Party, you might as well just be in the KKK. You might as well just put on your robe. Put on your Tea Party robes. Time to go out hanging. I mean, get the hell out of here. Bunch of idiots. But you know damn good and well this IRS scandal went right to the White House. You know damn good and well it did. More than likely, Valerie Jarrett probably came up with the idea. She's good at those kinds of things. Old Valerie Goebbels, boy, she's good at that. Oh, yeah. Look at that excuse they came up with Benghazi. She came up with it. She shows up, and right around that time when she shows up, very soon after, that's when YouTube gets a call. That's when they want to start the spin. So I think the evidence would clearly show at this point, unless there's, you know, other evidence somewhere else that we don't have, which I'm sure there is. We still don't know where the president was. Where was the president? Anybody seen the president? We don't know. Did he go golfing that night, you know, after he got off the phone with Netanyahu? And after he ate, stuffed his fat face? Just mere moments after finding out that our embassy is on fire, our ambassador is missing, they're attacking us with mortars, machine gun. God only knows what they were using. God only knows the damage that they actually did. How many people were actually injured? We don't have really that number. We don't know the exact number of how many died. But we do know there were a lot of people injured, and there were four people that died. At least. That's enough. Oh, we're going to bring them to justice. Really? Really? So you release their brothers out of prison. That'll get them. Well, I hope this works out. Mr. Stockman, I hope it does something. But the problem is, when you've got an attorney general ahead of the Justice Department in on the crime, this is a useless letter. I appreciate you doing this, and that's your job as a member of Congress. However, the man's already in contempt. He should be in contempt for a lot of things. And so should the president. And Mr. Gowdy, if you've got real subpoena power, you need to subpoena the president. Mr. Boehner, you need to stay out of his way. I don't trust the system. I don't trust this committee. And okay, what have they done so far? How long does it take to get a bunch of people together and start putting the facts together? We've already got a great deal of facts that we already know. What we don't know is what they're not telling us. So we need to stop screwing around with all these investigations and this and that. We've got that part done. We need the president to sit up. Answer to Congress, Mr. President, why, when you were told immediately following that our embassy was on fire, Ambassador was being raped and cattle prodded and burnt, a whole bunch of other people were being attacked and injured, and three other of them died. Why did you go up and eat? Then after you stuffed your face, why did you get on the phone and have a two-hour conversation with Benjamin Netanyahu? And then after that conversation, you see, Mr. President, why did you not go to the Situation Room? Why did you send Valerie Goebbels down there to take control, to spin? Not to save anybody's lives, but to handle the spin. The Situation Room. The Situation Room is not a spin room. The Situation Room is where you start sending troops out. You start getting forces here, forces there. You're taking care of the situation. You're not taking care of spin. Why did you not go down there to the Situation Room immediately? And once you sent Valerie Goebbels down there to the spin room, where were you? What did you do? What did you do from that time? Oh, you got updates. Oh, you did now. From who? Who gave you these updates, huh? We do know that Miss Lamb, what's her name? I can't remember her first name. She had something to do with the State Department, security, this and that. She was watching it live. And we do know there was a drone overhead. We've heard from the pilot himself. We do know they were watching it live. Well, evidently the president wasn't. Somebody was. When you see your own troops being attacked, your initial instinct, immediate instinct, you don't even have to think about it, is you send help. This guy goes up and eats. You deserted your post, Mr. President. I'm sorry. But you are a deserter. You're the commander-in-chief. And during a time of war, you deserted your post. Well, that is, again, that's grounds for dismissal. You should get a dishonorable discharge and be impeached, period. And we're way past the time, man. I'm sorry, but no. The IRS alone, forget about it. All the crimes that were committed, no. Fast and Furious, Benghazi, stimulus package, Obamacare, the Taliban 5, Bergdahl, the VA, my God, they still don't have a doctor. I still can't figure that out. After all of this time, they know the problem. They knew the problem 6 years ago, and they know the problem now. The public knows the problem. But do these vets have a doctor? No. I mean, how... Oh. What else we got? Oh, God, speaking of the VA. This is what they're doing. They're in Congress now. And they're worried about $500 billion over the next decade. Well, I mean, we've got $20 trillion in debt, and you're going to bitch about $500 billion over 10 years? These men need a doctor! You've already got enough money. Spend it wisely. Put these men who have been on this list, some of them for over a year, you put them in front of a doctor. That's all you do. What do you mean you can't find a doctor? Yes, you can. You could probably find doctors that'll do it for free. You can find a doctor. You can put these men in front of a doctor. You can do it today. You set up a clinic. You set up a room. I don't know. Find an empty building somewhere. Put a bunch of beds in there. Put a bunch of this. Partitions it off. Put a bunch of medical equipment in there. Get some doctors. Bring these boys in. Get them some help. I don't find that you can't solve this problem. It's already been 2 months. How long does it take to find a doctor to put in front of a patient? doesn't take 2 months. And don't blame it on being systemic, and don't blame it on, well, they're fighting in Congress over the bill. No more bills. This isn't about a bill. This is about men dying. Worry about this other crap later. Here's what you do. You get doctors. You find them. You find them. You can find them. You find these men that have been on this list. You put the two together, the doctor and the patient. You find those people that put those people on those lists, and they go to jail, and then they go to trial. And if we've got a real Justice Department, we've got a real jury, they will be found guilty, and, well, they're going to have to spend a lot of time in jail. That's what needs to happen. That is murder. That's attempted murder, depending on whether they died or not. If they're still alive, it's attempted murder. You put somebody on a secret list and knowing full well they're not going to get medical attention, you might as well be putting them on the boxcar, period. Put a bullet to their head. Get it over with. Don't make them suffer. I mean, if you really have to kill somebody. But these people need to go to jail. The people who actually wrote these people on the list, the supervisors. This president needs to go to jail for a lot of stuff. That'll never happen. I know it's on my wish list. I got a lot of things on my wish list. God almighty. But here they are in Congress, worried about $500 billion, and they can't figure out what to do. I'm going to pass a bill. Well, we're going to spend this much money. It's going to do this with the budget. It's going to do this with that. Meanwhile, the vets are still sitting over here without a doctor. I'm sorry, it's that simple. You don't need an act of Congress. You don't need a debate. You don't need a tweet. You don't need a speech. What you need is a doctor, and they need care. It is that simple. Unbelievable. Now what they got going on at the border, looks like we're running out of time here pretty soon here. They got ex-border agents claiming it's orchestrated. Well, we know that. What they're doing to these people, these immigrants, they're not putting these immigrants in any good position at all. And somebody brought up a point, was it last night? Why, since they've got the truck from Central America, those three countries right there, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. Well, they've got to go through all these other countries, and they've got to go, and then they've got to go all through Mexico. Why is the Mexican government not doing anything? They're very strict on illegal aliens crossing their border. Just ask Sergeant Tamarasi. Ask him how strict they are with people crossing the border. He's still in jail. I guess we ran out of Taliban to free. Maybe, well, we did release, what, 36,000 cartel members. I mean, they were all prisoners. Might as well be with the cartel. You think they'd let one of our guys go? No. But John Kerry, well, he brought it up. He brought up the issue, raised the issue. But again, Mr. Tamarisi is still in jail. Obama's given a speech. Meanwhile, the veterans still don't have a doctor. But we've got Congress working on a bill. But the vets still don't have a doctor. The DCF says Justina can go home. But she's not home. The judge, 2 years ago, the girl can go home. See how that works? and we want to vote for more of this. Well, Hillary's your girl, if that's what you want. Good God almighty, what they're doing to these kids crossing the border, man. And Mexico, I'm sorry, but Mexico's got to be facilitating this, too. Who's footing the bill? I'd like to know how they're getting here. These people have nothing. Are we paying for these people to come over from Guatemala? Is the United States buying their bus ticket? Who's buying their bus ticket? Is it El Salvador, Guatemala? Is it Mexico? Or is it the United States? How are they getting through Mexico? Is the United States, are they... Did they pay Mexico to let these people come through? Maybe that's it. Is that what we're doing? Are we paying this? I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we weren't. And if there was a bounty, had to be paid to release that Taliban 5, there wasn't a ransom. I mean, if there was a ransom, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Obama didn't get out his magic pen. He's got, hey, look, he's got a blank check. He can write anything he wants. He can write as many checks as he wants to. We had 28 Republicans gave him that opportunity. Didn't you, Mr. Issa? Mr. Boehner? Mr. Cantor, which you just lost your job. And good. This is what happens. We no longer give, there's no more free passes. We should accept no more. No more. Oh, you screwed up. Oh, you did you? Well, you're fired. Hey, you dropped the ball, you got to sit on the bench, period. Wah. I don't want to hear it. We can't afford you people anymore. We're running out of time. We got to turn this ship around and get back into port. I want to thank everybody listening here tonight, everybody on in the chat room, everybody on the smartphones, and everybody that's going to download later. Thanks for listening. Have a great and wonderful weekend. We'll see you back here Monday night at 8. Goodbye, everybody.